From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The 2024 regular legislative session in Alabama is now in the books. Lawmakers wrapped up the session Thursday evening with perhaps the most talked about item of the session coming up short. That's gambling. We start with that, along with other final action in Montgomery with Todd Stacey, host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for being here one more time.
Good to be with you.
Well, it seemed like gambling took up so much oxygen despite ultimately falling short. I wonder, did we learn anything about the gambling issue in this latest attempt to get it passed?
Well, it's a little more of the same. I mean, how many years have we seen gambling legislation come up in the Alabama legislature and ultimately fall short? One difference this year is it got really close. It fell just one vote short in the Senate. And that led a lot of people to think, well, okay, just one vote. Well, maybe we can bring it up on the last day. Maybe something can change. Maybe that math can change. But ultimately, it did not. And so going forward, it's unclear whether there will ever be the votes to pass something meaningful on gambling.
Any chance of a special session on gambling?
Well, I actually asked Governor Kay Ivey that very question yesterday. It was pretty clear the gambling package was failed. So I asked her, any chance that you would consider a special session? Only she can call a special session. And she said, why would I do that? That was her direct quote. Why would I do that? Because they can't seem to come together on anything. I don't want to waste my time, money, and resources on a special session if it's just going to be the same result. So sounds like no.
Another major bill that fell short was an overhaul to the state ethics law. What ended up happening there?
Representative Matt Simpson from Daphne, he's a former prosecutor. He's been wanting to clarify a lot of things in Alabama's ethics law for a long time. They had this kind of study group come together with some proposals, had a bill that passed through the House, but when it got to the Senate, it reached opposition with not only the Attorney General, but the Ethics Commission itself. And that was enough to slow it down and allow senators to ask questions. It was well-intended, lots of good ideas, but it really matters the details in the law. And so I think the Senate was uncomfortable moving forward with so many questions remaining about that. So what they've done is passed the resolution to allow legislative leaders to hire an outside counsel, so national consultants, basically, that look at a lot of states to say, okay, analyze our ethics code, compare it to other states, make some recommendations, and maybe that will result in something next year or down the road.
Well, as we look back over the session as a whole, what do you think were some of the biggest bills that did pass?
There were a lot. I mean, this really was an intense session from beginning to end. And if you go back to the very beginning, the Republicans passed a lot of red meat issues, ballot harvesting, DEI, some of these things they've been really eager to pass. But remember, the IVF issue came up, in vitro fertilization from the Supreme Court, that nobody thought the legislature was going to have to deal with. That took up a lot of time. But you also had this package of workforce development bills. That was a huge deal. So it's really hard to point to just one, but a really intense session from beginning to end. Everybody in Montgomery is glad that it's over, and we're going to see the dust settle now.
Well, finally, you've covered a number of sessions now. What stood out to you as the biggest takeaways this year?
One interesting thing was the disagreements between the House and the Senate, especially towards the end. That happens every year, right? The Senate and the House kind of naturally have some tension. That's probably healthy in many ways, but this year it was different, especially on the gambling issue, because the House did so much work on that and felt kind of betrayed when the Senate changed it and really gutted their bill. And so it really got chippy towards the end. And I think in the off season, there probably does need to be some reconciliation between House members and Senate members about how to, have more comedy between the two bodies moving forward. That's one thing I'm looking for next year.
Todd Stacey's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, good to talk to you once again, and thanks for all the conversations throughout the session.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.